Hello and welcome to the Live Well podcast. I'm your host, Liv, naturopath turned seven-figure business owner and wealth activator who is obsessed with igniting your life and business from the inside out. Join us as we fuse groundbreaking strategies with the power of energetics and the wisdom of the nervous system to truly create a life and business that flows. Each episode, we will dive deep with no BS advice to create massive results while we explore the realms of growth and expansion in a way that honestly feels chill and relaxed. If you are looking for enlightening discussions and profound expansion, then you are in the right place. It is time to step into all that is possible. Hello, everyone. I am I'm always profoundly excited to come back and give you another podcast episode, another golden key code, if you will, that is really going to help you and really going to shift things. It is just, I think I said this in the last episode, things are shifting at warp speed. Like, we have been in a vortex. The timelines are collapsing. The dimensions are merging. it is a beautiful time. And so in this episode, we are diving into what you can do to have your highest month ever in business and what may be blocking, preventing, you know, or getting in the way, right? Because this could be your highest month ever. If you follow this episode, this could be your highest month ever, right? So if you find yourself leaning out of your business when, you know, no one's bought yet, things feel quote unquote slow, you're not at the income level that you desire, you're not showing up as someone who is unwavering, essentially, right? All of these little ways, because these moments, right, being unwavering in these moments allows you to be someone where that doesn't last long and or doesn't happen at all. And you're also able to get to your next level of income as a result, right? And so all these things are like leaking and is contributing to it not being your highest month ever. It also contributes to why people experience an income dip and then it perpetuates for months, years on end, right? Because if you are in my world, I know that you are ready to expand to your next level. Like, I feel you, like the women, you are ready to blow things up. You can feel it in your body. You can feel it in your soul, right? You are doing quote unquote all the things, but it's not adding up to the results that you desire. And that's because there are places where your mindset is still wobbling. And these are all adding up to why you're not experiencing the success and the income that you desire. This is all adding up to why it's not, but it could be your highest month ever. And so by diving into and cleaning up the places where your mindset is wobbling, you will create exponential results in your business. You will quote unquote collapse time or quantum leap. So I really want to break down these areas in this episode. There's probably a lot more, but we're going to break through like the big ones. So number one is not needing to manage your mindset or needing to reframe things or do practices, and instead becoming someone who can just exist that way. And the reason for this is this actually allows an overflow of time and peace. Because the person who is in that mindset has the ability to effortlessly stay grounded because your mind doesn't even go there. And so your mind is more at peace. You have an overflow of time because you're not spending time on the roller coaster of having to manage your mindset or do all these practices to feel good, but you just feel good until something happens. Then something happens and you start the roller coaster again and we start the loop and then you feel bad and then we got to get back on the horse. And it becomes this like stop, start jerking motion, like you were in a car, and then you basically, you would feel sick in a car if you did that. So no wonder like things feel the way they do in business. It's a lot easier and more efficient, right? If you just become someone, it takes a lot less time. Then you can actually spend your time doing the things in the business that are going to move the needle. And then you can just relax and chill and hang out and, I don't know, spend time with your dog or your kids or your partner or travel or take a bath. Like, I don't care, whatever it is that floats your boat, gardening. Maybe you want to have a farm. Who knows? But this is one of the big ones. I see so many people needing to spend so much time managing their mindset instead of just being someone who's unwavering. Because it's not like, it's not just the time, like it is the time you also spend doing it, but it's like the energetic capacity and like the energy that gets drained by having to do it, right? And if you've ever experienced like a mindset dip, and I will say like this mindset has to be built. I understand what it's like to have a mindset dip, right? This is a mindset I had to build. It's like having blue eyes. It's not something I was born with. There's so much of your time, like your capacity, like your energetic capacity gets taken up by that roller coaster, right? Because it's tiring. And then you actually don't have so much time, and or you're feeling drained or you're feeling burnt out. And then you even start to push away. Well, you don't want your highest month ever if it has to feel like this. But if we just solve the underlying problem, it'd be fine. Now, the next area I want to dive into, right, is not subscribing to limitations of what you can have, right? And so by not subscribing to limitations of what I can have, that has allowed me to have success in my business. And limitations like the economy, no one's buying, it's harder right now. And instead being someone who's able to build wealth no matter what. Like this could be your highest month ever if you stop subscribing to limitations like I just said, the ones I just said. Those are the big ones. It's probably a bit more. Yeah, I don't know, you have to do more, you have to post more, you have to do this, you have to do that. I don't know. But there are limitations you're subscribing to that are confining you and where you're creating your own glass ceiling. Number three is not dipping into problems so that you can actually access the solutions to scale your business from a relaxed place. Because the thing is, where your mindset wavers and where it goes into problems, it then creates this big, like it makes a mountain out of a molehill essentially. And then you can't actually see the solution. You're not someone who's able to just like, oh, here's a solution, move on, no big deal, right? It becomes this big thing. How often do things become this big thing? Perhaps you're dipping into things feel slow, but then you can't access the solutions that are actually going to improve it. Like maybe your mindset dipping or this or that. You dip into the problems, then you get into lack and everything you do comes from lack. And then you're not scaling the business from a relaxed place. But you need to become someone who's unwavering so you don't dip into problems. And instead you can access the solutions with ease. I cannot tell you, and this happened even with one of my mastermind clients today. She was telling me how, you know, a situation happened and she didn't dip into a problem. She was just like, oh, okay, I gotta do this. She did it, moved on. Ah, so neutral, so grounded, effortlessly. Mind didn't spiral or go into this, didn't go into like worst case scenarios, dealt with it, perfect, moved on. That's it. Number four is other people's lack or scarcity making you waver instead of being someone who is solid and it like doesn't affect you. So there's one thing like subscribing to like societal things like economy, like a lot of things that are being scattered around the internet. And it's another thing like people direct you like directly in your life, making also you waver. If other people's lack or scarcity or opinions or belief are making you waver, you're not a match for your highest month ever. You're a match for that. You actually need to be someone who is solid so you transcend that and it no longer affects you. And from there, you have your highest month ever. Which brings me to number five, which is when challenging moments arise, you don't contract from them, you expand. Right. So there's a very big difference from people who, when challenging things happen in life and business, they contract versus being someone who can expand. I don't know. Maybe a client defaults on payments. You contract. No one's buying at the start of your launch. Contract. People around you speak in lack and fear around money. Contract. Limitations of what it doesn't work slows you down. Right. Those economy limitations. Contract, contract, contract. Instead of being someone who expands with them. You may have heard the stat before that like the most millionaires are made during a recession. There's a reason why. Those people expand from those challenging moments. They don't contract from them. So if you're contracting, again, it's adding up where you could be having your highest month ever if you were to actually expand from them. If you were to leverage those moments to expand. I have leveraged every challenging moment to expand. It has not contracted me. Whether that's a challenging moment of someone having a troll comment or like a hate comment on my, you know, content of what I believe, I don't contract, react. I'm also neutral. I don't dip into problems, which brings me to number six, which is staying above the cycle of it's not working. So things not only work, but they work well. I cannot tell you, being stuck in the it's not working keeps people in the it's not working. You have to be someone who's able to get out of the loop of it's not working for things to work and to work really well. Because when you exit that loop, when you exit that cycle, things not only work, but they work well. But your mindset is keeping you in the it's not working, it's not working, it's not working. And it's always working. That's a different podcast episode. It's always working. But these are like the little dips. If you're doing that, you're not a match for highest month ever. So you could be having your highest month ever. But again, we see that if you're in the it's not working, beautiful. You know that you got to clean that up, right? So you become someone who can move through challenges with ease and leverage them to expand like wildfire. This brings me to like another area in terms of cleaning up. If you want to have your highest month ever, you got to normalize the highest standard that you actually desire and how you desire to be paid. Whatever that is. Maybe sometimes that is raising your prices. Maybe it's being fully backing the prices you have now. Maybe you felt wobbly about your prices. Maybe your mindset kind of wavers when someone asks about your prices and you say it, but you're not fully behind it. And you're like, I don't know. Maybe you desire to be paid more passively. Maybe you don't want as much, you know, face-to-face time or like time being on. But your mindset thinks like, oh no, I could have an income dip. Your mindset gets scared. Your mindset goes, you know, and wavers. So it could be your highest month, but you're normalizing a different standard in how you want to be paid and how you want to make money in your business. Maybe it's even your business model, the offer suite you have, how you're doing things. So it could be your highest month, but it's not a match, right? So becoming a human who's consistently stable and no longer wavers or get into funks or has bad days is someone who's able to collapse time and like quantum leap their growth to have like, you know, your highest month ever. I don't have bad days. Hand on heart, I can say with full conviction, I even made a post about this last year. I actually don't have bad days. And it was prompted from a client who asked me, what do I do when I have bad days? And I said, I don't have bad days. I have challenging moments, but they are momentary. They don't happen often. And if they happen, they definitely do not last all day. I definitely don't get into a funk for like weeks or months or perhaps years on end. I have a challenging moment maybe once in a while, and it doesn't, like I said, doesn't happen often, and I move through it and leverage it, and like it's done in 5 minutes. But I do not have bad days. Are you normalizing bad days? Are you someone who wavers where something happens and it turns into a bad day and gets into funks? Remember, just because other people normalize it doesn't mean that that's the standard you have to have. Being someone who is stable and doesn't like have that affect them is someone who's a match for the highest month ever. Right? So everything I've discussed, this is all the work that has allowed me to pivot in my business and make more money without an income dip, to have that overflow of space so I can focus on building momentum in the business instead of managing my mindset, right? To be grounded when challenges come up, because challenges will come up as you grow your business. You were not running a seven-figure business without challenges, but my mind doesn't spiral into worst-case scenarios. So I'm not served lessons repeatedly to then rise from. A lot of people get stuck in the same lessons repeatedly because they are not rising from it, right? The same loop, the same pattern, the same thing over and over again, right? I don't play into limitations of what I can have based on the economy or people not buying like they used to, which means I'm a match for wealth no matter what. I remain above the cycle if it's not working, right? Especially when I'm anchoring a new skill set. So the things I do in business create potent results. I'm always strengthening my skill set. But I don't go into it's not working, right? As you continue to grow, you will always have to strengthen new skill sets, new ways of doing things, learn new like skills or leadership or this as your business grows. By not dipping into that cycle, I create potent results, right? The standard that I hold for money and how I'm paid. So I make money every day, right? I'm easily able to scale the business from a relaxed place because I'm internally solid. It's sustainable. You need that internal solidarity to be reflected in your external reality. I'm not having ups and downs. I'm internally solid. So the business is scaling from a relaxed place. Because when you do all of this, right, when you embody all of this, there's no more playing into those limitations, dipping into it's not working, managing your mindset, fear of an income dip, spiraling into the worst case scenarios. Instead, you remain grounded when challenges arise. You build wealth every day. You create potent results. You scale from a relaxed place. You have an overflow of space to build momentum. Right? You transcend any income dip slash it doesn't last long. Right? There's a difference between having a good mindset that's only good until something happens and having an unwavering one. And that is the difference between you and your highest month ever. This is the work that we're doing inside Unwavering. which is my signature mindset program where you learn the exact energetic shifts to build an unwavering mindset so that you can become the woman who always compounds growth in your business, regardless of anything that comes up, right? Imagine a world of business where you are unfazed by challenges and are always a match to receiving more because you are solid internally. So that even when you're moving to a new edge, you're able to easily move through it and leverage it to expand faster than ever. Because how you respond when things happen, like I said, will dictate how long you stay there or whether you rise above. So a client defaults on payments, you're unconcerned and make new sales easily. No one's buying at the start of your launch, you barely notice, you're able to stay neutral, and you double down on what to do to increase sales, and boom, they skyrocket. People around you speak in lack and fear around money, their scarcity bounces off you, and you continue to trailblaze ahead with conviction. Limitations and conditioning, like what if it doesn't work, or what if this slows other people down? You operate beyond limitations and you do the damn thing that your soul is calling you to do so you don't lose momentum and your income is not only stable, but it grows. Right? This is unwavering, where it becomes a frequency of who you are and how you show up in your life and business. This is not do a morning practice to have a good mindset for an hour and then dip the rest of the day. This is how to be someone who is solid, to exist at an unwavering level, no external things required. And of course, through which this could be your highest month ever. So if you would like to join us, we will leave the link for Unwavering down below. There are payment plans available as well. You get instant access to the modules. It's all the information's on the checkout page. So we'll just leave that there. I am so excited. I cannot wait to see you inside, and I will talk to you in the next episode.